Thanks, everyone, for attending the Romance Novel Writer's Room. Let's start by reading just the first few sentences of each of our novels, and then we can workshop them. Let's see if we can start our stories off with a bang.
Thanks so much for putting this together, Lilith. I'm game to go first.
I love your enthusiasm. Go ahead, Greg.
Judith stumbled into the Four Seasons from the pouring rain. As the tall, muscular bellhop took her bags, she noticed his piercing green eyes and felt a delicious tingle in her loins.
I mean, you started off strong, and the relationship is already clear, so those are good things.
Yeah, but loins? Really?
Oh, I hate to say it, Greg, but loins is really old hat at this point.
Got it. That's an easy fix.
Okay, I can go next. Deep in the throes of passion, Ajax used his muscular forearms to manhandle Iris's womanhood. As she released a stream of liquid from her flower, he realized that he had boned the baloney out of her.
Wow. Starting off with a sex scene, that's a bold choice.
What a masculine name you chose. Ajax. Beautiful.
Honestly, I don't have any notes. What a pitch-perfect way to start a romance novel.
Is nobody else gonna say it?
What?
Boned the baloney out of her? That's how you start your novel?
Yes! Isn't it wonderful?
I like the imagery.
Oh, I agree. I think it's an excellent choice.
Don't you think it's kind of unusual?
Well, that's what we're here for, Greg, to make strong choices. Okay, Samuel, do you want to go next?
Sure. So, this is from my novel, Counterintelligence. As a seasoned CIA agent, Vivian knew that Charles was KGB, that he was probing for information. But as she gazed upon his high cheekbones and stern brow, her two flaps of roast beef engorged between her legs, and she thought she might prefer a different kind of probe.
What?
Brilliant.
You're referring to her labia as flaps of roast beef?
Yes, what a clever turn of phrase.
You don't think that's off-putting?
I'm open to feedback, but what do you think, Lily?
Oh, I don't think it's off-putting at all. It's quite smart. I never thought about labia in quite that way before.
I think I'll keep it as it is.
But...
Okay, I'll go last with my own piece. This is from my novel, Canonized, and this one's actually told from a male perspective. Okay. When Father Jacob met his new nun, Sarah, he noticed her heaving bosom, even under her modest clothes. And as he watched her walk away, his testicles tightened like eggs boiling in a pot. He realized, despite his vow to God, that he wanted to hide his spotted sausage inside her ham wallet.
Oh. My God, what a way to start a story.
So inventive.
Hey, guys, what's with all the meat references?
Look, Greg, you did the same thing. And just because you came up with the most passé cut doesn't mean the rest of us can't be more creative.
What do you mean?
Really, my guy? You're gonna lecture us when you picked loins?
Dr. Rebel here with Rebel Daydreams. If you liked that skit, share it with a friend. Or you could subscribe to the channel and leave us a review. Or you could do all three, and that would be great. I love sharing sketch comedy with you. Please help me share it with more people. Thank you.